Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Last night was the biggest UFC of all time. UFC 205, the very first UFC show in Madison Square Garden. After years of New York being the lone holdout, UFC finally made it to Madison Square Garden. $17 million gate thrashed their old record of about $12 million for the George St. Pierre-Jake Shields fight in Toronto. $17 million gate. Dana White has said this before, and he's been wrong, but he does claim they broke every single record, including the pay-per-view buy rate record, which would be 1.65 million buys. I thought that 1.8 was a possibility. I did not think they were going to break 2. Maybe they did. I guess we'll find out. But it was a gigantic show. They made history, as Conor McGregor is now the first person to hold UFC championship belts in two different weight divisions. He is, at this moment at least, the 145-pound champion and the 155-pound champion. And there were a lot of questions about Conor McGregor. I know a lot of people always thought he was the real deal, but there were always questions, and I believe that those questions have undoubtedly been answered. The guy's the real deal. He made easy work of Eddie Alvarez, a real fighter. He made him look like he did not belong. Very similar, although it took a lot longer, than when he made Jose Aldo on that one night look like he did not belong in the octagon with him. Double champion. Got a lot to talk about. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Last night, UFC 205, history was made. Record-breaking gate, that is confirmed. Dana White claiming a record-breaking buy rate, that is unconfirmed. Still waiting on the FS1 numbers and the like, but I believe Dana White said Jesus and the devil would have to fight to break the records that they broke last night. Now, he is a promoter, obviously, but it's very clear that they did quite well with that pay-per-view. Now, in the main event of the show, Conor McGregor beat Eddie Alvarez. 3 minutes and 4 seconds of the second round, he toyed with this man. He, in fact, did make this man look like he did not belong in the same cage with Conor McGregor. He, of course, destroyed Jose Aldo in 13 seconds to win the 145-pound title. He is a double champion. And one of the questions coming out of the show was, who's next? Is it Tony Ferguson? Is it Khabib Nurmagomedov, who absolutely butchered Michael Johnson in his fight on the undercard of UFC 205. But Mike, there is a name that I didn't even think about last night, but it has now occurred to me, after much rumination, that maybe this is the man that should face Conor, and his name is Nate Diaz.
Of course it should be. Of course it should be. Especially after Khabib, also murdered his post-fight promo afterwards. So we're 0 for 2 as far as Ferguson and Khabib go in promos.
You've got to be kidding me. You thought that Khabib whiffed on his promo afterwards?
Well, it was
man. It was awesome. Right. He called the guy a chicken. He said, I know you probably couldn't understand him, but what he said was, this UFC PR machine is so amazing that we took a man who tapped like chicken at the beginning of the year, and he is fighting for the title at the end of the year. I want this chicken. Well, and I was like, dude, I'll hand over the chicken to see this fight.
You know, I personally know I'm one of the, probably the few, but I still want to see Ferguson and Nurmagomedov fight first, and I'd like to see Conor and Nate Diaz for the third time. Not even because I think it would be the best matchup. It's just that I'd really like to actually see the matchup between the other two. And it's just too natural a matchup to make for business reasons that I know people will roll their eyes. But it's, you just, why not strike while the iron is hot? If you're that diehard of a UFC fan, you know the position they're in as far as stars go. You know the position they're in as far as mainstream sports attention goes, and always trying to claw to make sure that you got your spot on Sports Center and all that sort of stuff. If you really are that diehard of a UFC fan, you have to give them some of these fights sometimes. And it could be a lot worse. It could be a lot of other people that hardcore fans don't like. Almost everybody either likes or gets sucked in some way by the Diaz brothers and Nate Diaz, especially over these last couple of fights. So I'm going to give him this one. I'm fine with that. Have the playoff fight between Ferguson and Khabib that we've been looking forward to for God knows how long now, and move ahead that way. I don't think anybody can complain about that. As long as Aldo really becomes now the 145-pound champion, we can move on to see him and Holloway or whatever it's going to be that's going to be his next fight.
Well, here's what I've determined after this show. First off, I don't think Conor can get down to 145 again, so he's got to vacate that title. Connor fought at 170 twice against Nate Diaz, and he won via decision one time, which some could argue could have gone either way, although most would not, but he did win via decision, and he was submitted the other time that he faced the guy. So I think that it's very safe to say, as a fair man, that Connor's ideal weight is 155. I think that goes without saying. Now, there is a... Listen, I love Connor. I tweeted last night that he's the real deal, but let's talk some reality here. This myth that he went in there against this giant Nate Diaz, and he was giving away so much weight, and it was so unfair, this is ridiculous. Nate Diaz is a 155-pound fighter. Nate Diaz is a guy that has gone back and forth from one to the other, but it's not like Nate is a 205-pound fighter that dropped down to 170, and Connor's a 145-pound fighter that moved up to 170. Give me a break. Both of their ideal weights is 155, and Nate Diaz, he's a hell of a fighter because he beat and submitted Conor McGregor. And so I think there's an easy story here. They're 1-1. Now you have a championship on the line in the rubber match, in the tiebreaker here. I think that this is, and there's no way that you can say that Nate doesn't deserve this. I mean, he's beaten the guy once via submission. This guy's now the champion. They're all in the same weight division, 155. Khabib and Tony Ferguson, as noted, can have their fight and determine who really should get the championship match against the winner of that fight. And that's another probably 1.6 million buys for Connor and Nate again. And they need to make money.
And if you want to, hedge your bet. Do the fight at a catch weight. Do it at 163 or
no, there's got to be a title on the line.
But here's the
thing. Tiebreaker's got to be a championship match.
I know what you're saying. I would prefer it to be that way. But realistically, when you have the star of Connor's magnitude, you don't really need to. He's got the belts anyway.
I know, but why would you have to have a catch weight? They can both make 155 easy.
I know, but if you wanted to, if there was a game involved in something about weight or Nate not wanting to go down to that, and I'm a star too, I already beat him once, I want him to come up to me, because it does benefit Nate if Connor's got to go up more. Now, it's not going to kill him, obviously, because he beat Nate, but still, I mean, there's a lot that could be in play at that, and there's a lot of, look, the way Connor was talking last night and still wanting to have some promotional interest in his next fight, and all that sort of stuff. And Nate's not easy to deal with. So we could be dealing with a whole lot of nonsense anyway. So who knows? But I don't think the title would matter. I really don't.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think it should be a championship match at 155. I think that Conor McGregor versus Eddie Alvarez, granted it was Madison Square Garden and the most stacked card of all time, but Conor does not need Nate to draw 1.5 million buys. And so if I'm Dana White, the cards are not in Nate's hand. If you are not going to drop down to 155, then beat it. I don't need you. Connor can fight somebody else and do a gigantic buy rate. So you either fight at 155 for the title and do your rubber match, or you're out of here. That's it. There's no argument here. If it were Connor, then you sort of have to bow to the guy because he is calling the shots now. And quite frankly, he deserves to call some shots. And as far as wanting ownership in the company, just give him some. Conan O'Brien has ownership in the company. Who cares? Give him a percent. What's the big deal?
Ownership in the promotion of the fight and all of that sort of stuff, like in boxing, I think that would be more it. I don't think he'd get a cut of the promotion. I mean, it's...
No, that's what he said. And he actually mentioned Conan O'Brien. He says, everyone has it, including Conan O'Brien. Where's my cut?
Yeah, I heard him say that, but you start. There's a slippery slope when you start with shares in the company. I guess they can be symbolic and things like that. But then who's to determine what's worth what as things go along? I think that's kind of a dangerous thing. If you want to cut him in on promotion and make him responsible for it, like what happens in boxing, then yeah, I think that's a smart thing to do. I think that's a move forward for the fighters. But it's a dangerous thing, I think, to just be giving away shares of the company because somebody demands it.
Listen, if I'm Dana or WMEIMG, I do not give him a promotional stake because we have now had two shows in a row where he has broken 1.5 million buys. And the first time he threw a ball and the second time he swung a chair. So the last thing I need to do is say, you're going to get a promotional cut, so do what you got to do. He'll come in with a firearm.
Well, no, and look, hey, again, he's also responsible for it too, so he can't not show up. Again, there's things that he'd have to put on his grown-up pants. And hey, look, he's becoming a dad now, so maybe
he doesn't have grown-up
pants.
Did you see that press conference? He showed up in his pajamas.
Well, did you see that he had the dude that took his jacket for him as well too when he showed up?
Surprised he doesn't have more guys. He's got money.
He needs a Virgil.
He should have
Virgil needs him.
Bunch of dudes that just follow him around and take his jacket off. Now, the rest of the show here, very quickly, then we'll head to a break. We'll take calls later. Tyrone Woodley and Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, majority draw.
Mm.
They're going to do an immediate rematch, apparently. Your girl, Joanna, beat Carolina Kavalkevich.
Beat each other. Good Lord.
That was a very, very exciting fight. Joanna outclassed her, but she couldn't finish her. And Carolina's tough. And so it went all five rounds. Yoel Romero, fighting for the Lord, knocked out Chris Weidman and then cut the greatest promo with the greatest manager I've ever seen. And then Raquel Pennington beat Misha Tate, who is having apparently a lot of personal problems. And Misha retired afterwards. And of course, in pro wrestling, retirements and mixed martial arts, retirements are not forever. And I don't think this one is forever, but who knows? She's 30. What's she going to do now? Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
To the people who thought I was gonna flop, y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I'll just come out and say it right now. I'm a way bigger fan of Khabib than Tony Ferguson. Ferguson just doesn't do it for me. Just goes out there swinging. Sometimes he almost gets finished and then comes back. I guess it's exciting if you like dudes getting punched in the face. But I'm a grappler. Khabib goes out there and he butchers dudes on the mat. He just smashes them. He eats their lunch. Then he cuts great promos. How could you not like Khabib? How could anyone watch that fight and not think that that was just the greatest fight as he just destroyed this guy?
Just systematically, so took the onslaught and just went right through and chopped him down and literally chopped away at him on the ground until he got him where he wanted him to. And things interesting is for against Conor, I think Ferguson may actually, because he'd stand in there and throw hands, and he's much more adept at it than Khabib is. I think Khabib is actually the better fight for Conor. He really is. If Conor can continue to do what...
You mean the better fight for Conor? Like Conor would beat him easier?
I think it's a better matchup fight. I'm not saying he could beat him easy or anything like that, because, again, I know Conor versus wrestler, he'd be taking another step when it comes to Khabib. So he'd have to weather that onslaught of Khabib trying to take him down. But if Khabib gets gotten to by Conor and wants to stand in there and play the machismo game, Conor's hands are much better. And that left hand, it's not the exact same thing, but it reminded me in some ways of like Thomas Hearns, in that it slides out there and it doesn't look devastating, but when it uncoils, it's got like real teeth when it hits you. And you saw it right off the bat with Alvarez. And then once that happened, Alvarez was completely off his game and stayed off of his game, and Conor just beat him senseless. And I could see Nurmagomedov getting caught into that trap maybe a little bit easier than Ferguson, who, again, I just think it's a little bit of a better stylistic matchup. Although, again, any of those fights are all looking good, which is, again, another reason that Conor shouldn't be looking at too many fights either at 170 or at 145 ever again.
Let me simplify what Mike just said. If Khabib can't take Conor down, Conor's going to kill him. And if he can take him down, he may kill Conor. That's it. I want to see this fight.
Thank you.
Why complicate it? That's the story.
You're right.
That's the story. Now, last night on the show, I did a Wrestling Observer Radio with Filthy Tom and Paul Fontaine. And I said, Paul, you got to do me a favor. This coward, Thiago Alves, missed weight by 8 pounds. And, of course, he went on and lost to Jim Miller. And I said, I know it's not every time, but it seems to me that more often than not, when a guy misses weight, like he totally whiffs and misses it by a large margin and still fights, it seems that 9 times out of 10, that guy goes on to lose. And so I asked him to look up some stats. Now, he has done so. He went back and looked at the last 10 times that a fighter has missed weight by 5 pounds or more. It is not definitive or anything, but Charles Oliveira missed by a full weight class. He lost. Alex Oliveira missed by 6.5 pounds. He won. Augusto Mendez missed weight by 7 pounds. Lost. Charles Oliveira misses weight by 5.5 pounds. Won. Patrick Walsh missed by 6.5 pounds. Lost. Kelvin missed weight by 5 pounds. Lost. John Lineker missed by 5. Won. Nate Diaz missed by 5 and lost. Alexis Defresny missed by 8 pounds and lost. And Hani Marcus missed by 5 pounds and lost. So, of 11 fights, counting Thiago Alves and Jim Miller, out of 11 fights, 8 of the individuals that missed weight by over 5 pounds went on to lose. That's an interesting stat. Now, keep in mind the last couple after they missed weight, they were not allowed to rehydrate all the way up. They had to, there was a limit. Thiago Alves could not weigh more than 173, for example. So there are some extenuating circumstances, but it does seem to me that missing weight or trying to cut too much weight, I mean, it seems to be a clear detriment. And maybe it's not the worst idea to fight closer to your damn real weight.
Yeah, yeah. Usually missing weight means something went wrong in the process of cutting weight, which means your game, and when you're a fighter, we tend to be creatures of habit, is all out of
whack. What went wrong is usually trying to cut too much.
Yeah, and kidneys and things like that. So, yeah, this is something that is... I could even see something bad happening, but maybe at least it's until somebody dies from the UFC or under the UFC employ, until something like that happens, who knows if we'll ever really see a change, or if it happens to a superstar boxer, that'll be the only way that this something like this may possibly go away and commissions and people actually decide to move to a much smarter formula and a much more, there's got to be a more scientific way with what we know about bodies and what we do to try to get them pumped up for competition. There's got to be a way to try to keep them ready to go hydrated before a fight in a much more intelligent manner.
Let's talk about a little bit of pro wrestling. We'll go to phone calls, emails, text messages, and the like here through the rest of the show. I want to mention this text message before we go on, however. This person says, first it was the bottle, then it was the chair. Next, Connor will throw a fireball at somebody. Hey, old school pro wrestling, baby. Get some flash paper.
A live baby.
Let's avoid that one.
Literally throwing babies into the air with Connor McGregor.
Connor
maybe
does,
even his own baby.
Connor does have a baby coming.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine
it changes
Connor
a lot.
Does it? Because look at Maxwell. Look at Maxwell right now. Maxwell and Senor Benjamin, the true MVPs of all of this Hardy stuff that has taken place. Can you imagine if Connor gets his child involved?
I don't want to think about him getting his child involved. Can we just keep our babies out of all of this? You ever see my baby all over the place, do you? Linda McMahon, the wife of Vince McMahon and a former president of WWE, is under strong consideration for the role of Secretary of Commerce. It was reported today by NBC Connecticut. She is not going to be going to Iceland. The story listed sources,
Ireland,
both close to McMahon and the transition team of President-elect Donald Trump. This from WrestlingObserver.com. Trump on Friday had announced a transition team that would include future Vice President Mike Pence, Newt Gingrich, Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, and the McMahons were major contributors to his campaign. Although Linda McMahon heavily campaigned at first for Chris Christie to win the nomination, but later switched her allegiances to Trump when Christie bowed out and supported Trump. The McMahons have a long history of working with Trump, dating back to the 4th and 5th WrestleMania, and later Trump did appearances on Raw and was the key figure in drawing a pro wrestling record pay-per-view number in 2007 with his hair up against Vince McMahon's hair in the Battle of the Billionaires at WrestleMania with Bobby Lashley, where Lashley represented Trump and Umanga represented McMahon. Trump had told Dana White that he was going to be at UFC last night, and apparently he lied. But do you know who was at the show last night?
Donald Trump Jr.
Besides Donald Trump Jr.?
Who?
Triple H!
Yes, he was.
Triple H was at the show, and it is no secret that WWE wants Conor McGregor. What a shocker.
Yeah, and everybody needs to relax on Linda McMahon. This is due diligence. There's short lists.
Relax. List. Are people excited or upset?
People are upset and shocked by this.
Why?
I don't
she
know.
She ran for office. This is a Republican. Yeah. Why is this shocking?
Well, that she may not be qualified for the position or whatever. Look, I'm not going to say that. I will say that Dan DiMicco is probably the person that they want, and there's other people I would assume that they may even want first, but you do have to actually go through and make lists because people may turn down nominations, people may be turned down by Congress, so everybody needs to slow down. But this is a sign that she will probably have something to do somewhere along the line with this whole administration in the next 4 years, whether it is an ambassadorship or a vice chairmanship or something like that down the line. So that's what happens.
Listen, people I'm get taken angry. Care of. I'm angry and upset that Vince McMahon is not getting some sort of position that would send him to Iceland for 4 years.
Yeah, he'd really want that.
I don't care. Can we have Vince go to Iceland for 4 years see what would happen if he were gone for 4 years?
Not far enough away. He can still, again, I told you, it's like a mob boss controlling things from prison. You have to send him to, like, Antarctica.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi. Got all these papers here.
Damn, man.
I'm just in a state. There's so much stuff to talk about. Speaking of Trump, I know people are sick of hearing about it. It's not my fault. This is all wrestling news. Joey Styles will forever be known as the voice of Extreme Championship Wrestling, but what he said on air Saturday during Evolve 72 was just too extreme for them. Before the night's main event featuring Timothy Thatcher and Drew Gulak, Styles said on air toward ring announcer Joanna Rose, "Joanna, you look great tonight. And if our president were here tonight, he'd want to grab you by the..." Then he stopped. He was told before the event, don't talk about politics. The whole locker room was told. No Trump, no Hillary, no politics. Nobody wants to hear about it. Just go out there and put on a fun show. Well, Styles decided that not only was he going to make a political reference, but it was going to be that one to that female ring announcer. And he was fired. Done. It's the end of Joey Styles in Evolve. What are people thinking?
They're not.
Well, that's answered that question. That was easy.
You go into the mode that you've always been. You go into your character announcing mode, and you get stuck there, and the show's going on, and you start doing your thing, and you're riffing, and you're not realizing, number one, you're riffing to an audience that you don't understand, that has changed, that doesn't really want to hear it. And two, you're riffing, forgetting about the fact that your boss told you not to. So, yeah, two for two. Actually, make it three for three, because from all reports, people weren't a big fan of his commentary anyway. So, seemed to just be a whole bunch of things kind of coming together to a head last night. And Gabe, immediately afterwards, future endeavor Joey, we'll have to see if he's back in Shikara doing anything there or working with anybody else that he has been working with in the time that he's left WWE. But an embarrassing situation all around last night. So, oops.
Well, let's go to the phones and see what's on everybody's mind. You're on the air, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA. What's going on?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Yes, Ryan.
I have two questions for you on the Tyrone Woodley fight. Is there any chance that they'll get a six rounds?
No. Next question.
I thought, is it possible they'll get a six rounds on, like, draws?
Didn't I just answer that? No, Ryan, they're not going to go to a sixth round. What's your next question?
And my next question is, is this the first time that a decision's been reversed?
Now, that's a good question. That's a good question.
It is not the first time the one has been reversed.
It's not? When else is a decision? And really, the decision wasn't reversed. It was just, for those of you that didn't see the show last night, let me tell you what happened, and Mike could tell you about a reversed decision. So basically, Tyrone Woodley and Stephen Wonderboy Thompson have this fight, and it goes to the judges. And on my scorecard, I had it a draw. And so Bruce Buffer comes out, and he's about to read the announcement, and he just stops, and he leaves the octagon. And I'm like, what is going on here? And he leaves the octagon for a while, and then he comes back in, and he announces that these scores are 47-47, 47-47, and 48-47. And then he announces that Tyrone Woodley is the winner. And I'm like, hold on a second. Two judges had it a draw. One judge had it for Woodley. How in the world is he the winner? That's a majority draw. But they announced the guy the winner. Joe Rogan starts to interview the guy. And in the middle of the interview, all of a sudden he goes, hold on a second, Tyrone. There's something going on. And of course, Tyrone had to know. He had to know that this was the wrong call, because as soon as Joe stops him, he gets all befuddled. He gets all upset, and Joe's telling him to calm down like he's some wild animal. And finally, they announce that, hey, we were wrong. It's a majority draw. So it really wasn't a reverse decision. It was the ring announcer knew it was the wrong decision, but they told him it was the right decision, and he has to read what's on the paper. And then later they figured out that, in fact, they were wrong. So I don't know if he could really call that a reverse decision.
And I thought one had happened in the UFC in a women's fight. I could be wrong about that. But in boxing, this has happened numerous times. So I'll have to try to pull up examples. But it, trust me, it's happened numerous times where, again, how it happens, I don't know. You know, especially when it happens in MMA, there's only 3 to 5 rounds that you only have to total up, you know, not that many numbers there. Boxing, I know sometimes it's 12. Back in the old days, there were 15 rounds, but still, it shouldn't be that difficult. But it's happened plenty of times where it's either been a
draw.
There
aren't 15 rounds anymore? Wow.
No, that went away in the early 80s.
How about actually. That?
Yeah, so.
I could have sworn I watched a Mayweather fight a while ago that went 15. Am I out of my
mind?
No,
it felt like it probably went that
that's
long.
That's true.
But,
yeah, got me there.
So, no, just 12 there. But, yeah, it happens, and this is what happens with state athletic commissions. And, you know, guys being Crosby last night, being assigned to a show, which is mind-boggling. You know, in fact, he was in, you know, he was part of that Woodley fight, you know, in that round. Just how these decisions get made by the athletic commissions, it's always going to be a battle, and it's never going to work out the way you want it to.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Got a surprise last night. I never would have thought that Kelly Slater would have got the Shimmer title from Mercedes Martinez.
Yes,
you know,
she did.
I would never have thought that either.
I mean, you know, I'm nothing against Kelly. She's a good wrestler and everything, but I just can't see them putting the belt on her. Dave Prasad must know something that I don't know.
Hey, I heard that Saraya turned a babyface. Is that right?
I would not doubt that, because every one of the girls that I've seen on Facebook Live and things talking about working with her said, oh, they just loved her, thought that she was the, said they could just listen to her for days, you know. Talking, you know, helping them with their wrestling.
Oh, about that. Any other big notes?
Do it now.
Any other big notes?
I just want to know, what is the deal? Is there any truth to this story about Ashley Massaro's lawsuit that she was raped when she was over there with the troops in 2006?
Well, I have no idea what happened, but I know that's what she's claimed. There's a big story at WrestlingObserver.com. I retweeted it. If you want to head up there to check that out. But it's another one of these lawsuits with this Constantine Kairos, who has been shouted down by the judge, I think at least twice now. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to stay out of it as much as humanly possible. But yes, the story is up on the front page if you want to head up there and check that out. I want to thank Jim very much for the call.
Happier news, Tessa Blanchard and Craven won the Shimmer tag titles last night as well, too. Although I guess, and actually really amazing news, if the report Ed sent, that Sexy Star actually had a good match, if you could believe that.
Give me
that
a break. This is
Ed. I don't know. Well, that's true.
If you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411. That's 844-411-5411. Toll free. Numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Text message line 425-780-7566. That's 425-780-7566. Ryan will not give up. First off, he says anyone that judged that fight a draw went to the Jason Harvey School of Judging.
Jason Harvey?
He said Jason Harvey.
Harvey. It's like Matt Harvey.
I don't know what he's talking about. Anyone that didn't rule that fight a draw went to the... Who's a horrible judge?
Doug Crosby.
Doug Crosby School of Judging. Who, in fact, did not score a draw, if I recall correctly.
He still sucks.
And then he says, why not go to six rounds when you're paying 60? Listen, geek. If you and I, Ryan, are in UFC and we're going to fight, then prior to that, we're going to each sign a contract. And the contract is going to stipulate how many rounds we're going to go. And at the end of the fight, if it's a draw, you can't add a round. Number one...
I ain't getting paid overtime for that.
Number two, there aren't six-round fights. You'd have to get that whole thing changed with the athletic commissions. It's just not going to happen.
Get it done. You got a job in
a
certain period of time.
Get the damn thing done. And you know what? Seriously, it's a serious question. If you're okay with fights going to the judges, then what's the difference between judging one guy winning, one guy losing, or a draw? They should all be equal. Like, if the fight should be a draw, then to just give the fight to one guy or the other, that's not fair, right?
That's
if everybody's
right.
going to cry about bad judging, and oh my God, I can't believe Bob won that fight, it should have been Jim, and they're going to cry and rant and rave about the judging, then if the two guys tie, then you can't complain when the judges say, hey, you know what? They tied.
Yeah, And you can make a case for that third round yesterday. Now, I think the one that, that Crosby ruled a draw was, I think, the first round or something, whatever it was. He was an idiot. But the third round was so close that I guess you could make a case for that, which would make it 48-48 or whatever it would be there. Yeah, 48-48. But I didn't see it that way. I don't necessarily like to do that unless it truly is. I believe it's that even. I think what they don't give out enough is 10-8s. But they never seem to give those out consistently. But then again, when it comes to the athletic commissions and these different judges, it's hard to have great ones across the board. There's very few good ones even, so you're always going to have inconsistencies. The best thing you can do, don't let it go to the judges.
You know what is funny is they didn't do too bad with 10-8s last night. But as far as going to the judges,
you're seeing it more, though. That's good, at least in MMA.
I know that some people say, Brian, a draw is unsatisfying. But you want to know what else is unsatisfying? Going to the judges. I want to see a finish. I don't find a draw any less satisfying than the judges choosing a winner in the fight. It's just as unsatisfying to me. Or satisfying.
Finishing is always more satisfying.
Oh, dear Lord. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
What?
Hello, Brian. How are you doing today?
Well, I was doing fine till literally 10 seconds ago. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I like her. First of all,
well, we got about a minute, so first of all, away.
All right, I want everybody to go out and vote for the greatest man in the figure four empire to win the overweight classic. Man, we need to make America great again, and to make America great again, we need Vincent Verhey as the overweight champion.
The overweight heavyweight champion.
Double weight.
Yeah.
Because he is, like, God rest his soul, heavy D, he is the overweight lover in the house, Brian.
So now we're talking about overweight lovers. Come on, what's going on with this show? What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is, I'm confused now.
Now?
I've always been confused. I am John from Memphis, man. I am always confusing, man. It's been a great weekend in sports entertainment.
John, entertainment. What part have we got a minute left? Don't you understand? What's your question?
My question is this. What is after the Nate Diaz fight with Conor is going to happen next? What's after that for Conor?
Well, first off, John, I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't know if that fight's next. I just said I would do that fight next. I mean, it may be. I mean, here's the thing. Conor's choosing. Because everybody that said Conor runs his show and he calls the shots, at the end of the day, it turns out they were right. This guy is going to choose who and when and where. At least, I'm not sure about all of the where, because I don't know if they're going to want to necessarily do like a Fight Pass show in Ireland. But he's going to choose. He's going to make his decision. And I don't know if it's going to be Nate. Nate may never fight again. Nate's rich and he lives in Stockton. And I'm sure he spends no money. He doesn't need to do this. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I believe it was Friday on Facebook. For some reason, Vinny's Facebook announced that he was dead.
Oh, jeez.
And it wasn't just Vinny's, because I saw there was an article in the New York Times that apparently all over the country on Friday, for some reason, a large number of people, their Facebook announced that they were dead. So, John in Memphis tweeted me. I just want to read what he wrote here on 11/11/16 at 2:26 p.m. Hey, Brian and Craig, has the great Vince Verheid died, and why you did not announce it on the show? Gravely concerned, John in Memphis was, and I had to alert him that Vinny is in fact fine. And Vinny will be back tonight, and he's going to be really fine, because tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show, we are reviewing at least the second half, 2 full hours, of the 1986 Starrcade. Very excited about that. That's going to be the subject of the Brian and Vinny Show tonight, since we review NWA World Championship Wrestling every week. 1986 Starrcade. Get ready for that. Of course, we'll have a new Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. There is a new After Dark Radio as well. Yes, 4 shows today alone I am doing, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. We had another one last night, Wrestling Observer Radio, with myself, Filthy Tom, and Paul Fontaine talking UFC. You can go up there and check that out. And we, of course, are here every day, live and free, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, and you can get a full lineup of all the Sports Byline shows at SportsByline.com. So check that out. I'm at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Sempervivi. Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. And that is it from here. We'll talk to you again next time. Thanks, everybody at Byline. Mike, as always, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.